Governor Walker and Wisconsin Emergency Management applied for a federal disaster declaration after severe winter cold caused millions of dollars worth of damage to local municipal water systems. But the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, rejected the state's request on its face and on appeal. Todd Pritchard is a spokesman for Wisconsin Emergency Management.
We knew this was going to be an uphill battle, and we knew this was going to be a difficult task because federal aid for extreme cold hasn't happened for almost two decades, and it's never happened in Wisconsin before.
As for why FEMA rejected the request for disaster aid, Pritchard says the letter was short and didn't go into much detail.
They just did not feel that we gave a compelling enough reason that the state couldn't cover the damage done to, you know, local governments.
That means local governments across the state had no help with millions of dollars in extra costs because of broken water mains. In the small city of Thorpe, residents were without water for more than a week because of broken pipes and a frozen water tower. Administrator Randy Rieg says they spent an extra $150,000, and he's disappointed FEMA won't help.
Our water utility was in sound enough financial condition that we're going to be able to, you know, take this last year's emergency without any kind of rate increase. If it were to happen again this coming winter, then that's another story.
Wisconsin Emergency Management says if the state sees another severe winter wreaking havoc with local water systems, they will consider asking FEMA again for disaster assistance. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.